I'd like to thank everyone for coming. Ashakayach. We have two more days after today. Tomorrow's Tuesday and Wednesday, so anyone who is available, Mincha 7:35, Maariv at 8:15. And the question today is, so why don't we have Shachris? When we have Shachris, because we go out to Efrat, where that's my where my uncle lived, and that's where he passed away. And there's a special Maila to be in the Beis Shiva where the person lived and passed away. So our question then is it permitted to leave the Beis Avel? Is it permitted, or do you have to stay in the same place all the time? You're not allowed to leave. The Avel not allowed to leave. I remember growing up, maybe I wasn't aware of these issues, but it seemed to me that when you have a Beis Avel, the Avel stayed. They stayed in the Beis Avel. They weren't flying halfway through to come back to Israel. Most people were buried locally. They weren't going off to Israel, and you didn't really have these questions as much as I went off to Israel, and I want to sit Shiva when I get back, so I want to split it half and half, or I want to go home and sleep because I like my pillow. And it seems that nowadays, everyone, right, 40 years ago, and other people can think 60 years ago, but, you know, 40 years ago, right, it didn't seem that this was a really Shiloh, but today, I think it's rare to not have this Shiloh, that somebody wants to go in the middle of Shiva. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Is it permitted, or is there an absolute prohibition for the Avel to leave the Beis Avel? Is it permitted or is it not? So we're going to start with the Gemara in Moed Katan that seems to answer our question, and we're going to be able to daven Maariv in 30 seconds. It says as follows, Moed Katan, Tana Rabbanan, Sabraisa, Avel, Shabbos, Rishona Shabbos oftentimes means the first week. It means Shabbos, not necessarily Shabbos, but here it means a week. Eino Yodze Mi Pesach, Pesach Beso, is not allowed to leave from the Pesach and the Beso. You can't leave the door. First week, the Avel has to stay home. It has to be in the Beis Avel. Rabbi Hananiah ben Akasha, Kodesh Baruch Hu Ratzon L'Kol. We're done, right? It seems to be that's it. And that's how.
Window.
What?
Maybe you can climb through the window.
They can. Oh, this is like a Trumas and Maestras question. If you want to get around it, you can go through the skylight. So right. So this is how the Tor Paskins, in fact, Avel, Shabbos, Rishona, the first week. It says first week, you're not allowed to leave. Not allowed to leave. And then he says, va'afilu l'dvar mitzvah, even to go out for a mitzvah like a bris milah or something, you cannot leave. The Avel is not permitted to leave. Now, having said that, it seems to be that there is a conflicting Gemara, or maybe it's simply it's a qualification on this concept of the Avel not being permitted to leave. It says that, Tana Rabbanan, another Brisa, so this is all of Gemara's and Moed Katan, and it says that the first 3 days, the Avel is not allowed to leave to go even to a base Avel. So somebody else is sitting Shiva. The Avel is not permitted even to go to another Shiva house, but after the first 3 days, and oftentimes in many aspects of the halachas of Avelus were stricter in the first 3 days. For example, somebody needs to work, can't work the first 3 days, find a solution. After that, we can be a little bit more lenient. There are also differences if somebody by mistake greets the Avel in the first 3 days, the Avel can't respond. Has to say, I'm sitting, I'm sorry, I can't say Aleichem Shalom back to you. You said Shalom Aleichem. I'm sitting in Avelus. After the third day, you can be a little bit more lenient on that. So the first 3 days, it says the Avel can't go to another base Shiva, but afterward, the Avel is permitted to go to a different Avelus house and would not sit with the people of the crowd, but would sit with the Avelim. So I'm here and I'm going to sit with the Avelim and would be consoled in somebody else's house. So it seems here maybe we have a qualification of the rule, or maybe this is exception of the rule, or are we opening Pandora's box up to say maybe we don't have a rule that you can't leave. Maybe there are a number of exceptions. That's what we have to investigate here today is it you're prohibited to go with this small exception of going to another base Avel because you're kind of doing the same thing. You're going from a base Avel to base Avel. Or is this something more significant that maybe there's not a prohibition and we have a number of times that you would be permitted to go out? So that's going to be the two ways that we're going to look at things. And we're going to start with the Oruch HaShulchan. The Oruch HaShulchan is a major posek, was a contemporary of the Mishnah Berurah. I remember the first time I heard about the Oruch HaShulchan, I was 20 years old. And I hadn't heard of them. Everyone's heard of the Mishnah Berurah, the Oruch HaShulchan. So my grandfather, my father's father, and my uncle Chaim's father had passed away. And I remember I went with my cousin Daniel. Daniel is my uncle Chaim's son, and we went to clear out the Sfarim, the two of us. And he takes this set off the shelf, and he says, "Do you have Oruch HaShulchan?" I said, "No." And he says, "Here, learn this." So So I actually took advice. I haven't learned the whole thing, but certainly the Orach HaShulchan is a privilege and pleasure to always learn. I learn every day from the Orach HaShulchan right now. And the Orach HaShulchan is on all four parts of Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah is only on Orach Chaim, and the Orach HaShulchan is on all of them. So we only have a discussion, should we paskin like the Mishnah Berurah, the Orach HaShulchan, and Orach Chaim, but the rest of the time we would paskin like the Orach HaShulchan, because the Mishnah Berurah didn't write on the other three halakim of Shulchan Aruch. So in Yoredeya, that's the halachas of Avelis, in Yoredeya, the Orach HaShulchan seems to answer a question, at least in part. He says, da, you should know, the lo matzinu lo begamora, v'lo b'Yerushalmi, we don't find in the Bavli, we don't find in the Yerushalmi, v'lo b'Smachos. Smachos is one of the minor tractates that talks about the halachas of Avelus. That's why it's called Smachos. We don't want to call it Avelus. That would be depressing. No one's going to take it off the shelf. So you call it Smachos, and people are happy to, until they open it. But they, okay, false to advertise. No, so in any case, it's Smachos. Sha'avel, we don't find in the Bavli, Yerushalmi, or the Smachos. Sha'avel, asul latzeis mebeisul, kol shiva. It doesn't say in any of the Gemaras that it's prohibited for the Avel to leave. So how about the Gemara that we started with Moed Kat? And he says that's talking about something else. That's discussing, can an Avel go to a shul, leave during Shiva and go to shul, and we'll get back to this issue. But the Aruch HaShulchan is telling us that there's no blanket, carte blanche, prohibition of an Avel to leave the base Shiva. That's what he says. And he continues as follows. He brings a number of proofs. He says, if you look in the Gemara, in Moed Katan, that enumerates a number of the prohibitions. So it's, what is it? List, you can't go to work during Shiva, you can't do rechitza wash, you can't do sicha anointing, you can't wear shoes, you can't do limud Torah. It doesn't say you're not allowed to leave the base Shiva. It doesn't say it there. Proof number one. Proof number two, the Tur, Shulchan Aruch and Rambam don't say there's a prohibition to leave the Beis Shiva. Proof number two. And he says the Tshuva Sarivash, one of the Rishonim, Hevi Minag Sarkosta. There was a Minag on Sarkosta that the Ava would go to Shul throughout the Shiva. Not only Shabbos, as Ashkenazim do, but throughout the Shiva, the Ava would go out, so obviously there's not a prohibition. It's not only limited to going to another base Shiva. So that's the Orach HaShulchan saying. There's not a prohibition. We'll have to get it back to that. Does that mean you can go shopping? Does that mean you can go to the park? He's not saying that. We'll get back to that, Amir Tishem. So what I want to go through now is through two of the Rishonim that had questions about this. An Aval, can they go out for specific important purposes or not? And via learning these two tshuvas, we're going to understand the reason for a limitation or possible prohibition on an Avel leaving the Beis Shiva. So we're going to start with the Chumash Edeshan, one of the great Rishonim. And he was asked as follows, very relevant question, can the Avel leave at night after people have left being outside, so people aren't going to see him? Why? He wants to sleep at home. So he's going to go home, sleep at night, come back early in the morning. That was the question that was posed to the Chumash Edeshan. And he says as follows, the yira de hamekel bekahai gavna mipnei hatzorech lo hivsid kolei. It seems to be that somebody who's mekel when there's a need. I like my pillow, I like my blanket, I like my environment, I like the noise, there's a lack of noise, I'm not going to be able to sleep in somebody's house. He says it's not such a terrible thing. And he says as follows, he says, this whole concept of why, after 3 days, can you go to a Beis HaAvel? The reason is that the whole concept here of the Avel saying home is you have to be in the context and the mindset of Avelus. And if you're going out to the store and if you're going out to the park, you're not focused on the Avelus. So the context and the environment is critical, he says. And being with other people other than in the base Avel is going to get the person off track. He's not going to be focused on the Avelus. Accordingly, if you go with at night with a limited number of people, one person, two people, and people aren't seeing you, they're not going to think something is bizarre going on, but you're going for a specific reason, and he's talking about at night. We'll have to address this issue. How about during the day? He says that that would not be a problem. You want to sleep elsewhere, and you go back in the morning. He says that would be permitted. And we see critical for us is what's the reason for this concept. Let's call it a concept, not a halacha prohibition, but this concept of Avel staying in the Beis Shiva is to stay focused on the Avelus. Because if you're not in that context, you're no longer focused on the Avelus. That's the Chumash Edeshan. The Mordechai, another one of the great Rishonim, was asked the following question. It apparently was a significant member of the Jewish community, and he got a message from the governor that the governor wanted to speak with him. Come to me, please. Non-Jewish. The non-Jewish governor, come speak to me. Is it permitted? This is the Mordechai saying, we've asked Rabbeinu Simcha this question, and Rabbeinu Simcha said, we see in the Gemara, Shabbos Rishona, First week, you're not allowed to leave. But he says, what does that mean? That means when you're going out for specific reasons, like you're going to work, you're doing business, or you're going for a tiyul. That's when people go out, because then you're not in the, as we would apply the reason of the Trumas Hadeshen, you're not in the mindset yet. We're going out for specific reasons, that you're going to speak with the governor, to speak somebody when there's a need, when there's a real need to go, and the environment also is permissive. You're not going to a concert at the governor, he needs to speak to you. He says that indeed would be permitted as well. Okay, so we've seen the Trumas Hadeshen, we've seen the Mordechai, specific real needs, and the proper environment permit leaving. So that's where we are right now. So now we're going to go back to the Orach HaShulchan. The Orach HaShulchan says there's no blanket prohibition of going out. So the Orach HaShulchan says as follows: Yitzia mipesach beiso eino mehadvarim ha'asurim ba'aval. This is going out from the beis aval is not one of the prohibited issues of an aval. That's not. It's not on the list. And this is, I love his language. He says as follows. So what's the concept here of not leaving? He says ela shememelechenu memelo. How would we say that? Indirectly, it just happens that consequentially, because you have no proper places to go. You can't go to work, you can't do business, you can't do it to you. So where are you going? Where are you going? So you stay home because you don't have proper places to go, permitted for it's not that there's a requirement to stay here, but you can't go other places typically. So because you can't go to the places, you have to stay in. And in addition, he says, v'od k'dei sh'yisbodet bebeiso v'lo yishkach aveilu. So that's what we saw already, that you stay home, you should be alone or people visiting you, so you don't forget the aveilu. So we see here that the Orach HaShulchan is very clear that there's no blanket prohibition. It's simply a technicality. Where am I going to go? I can't go to the concerts. I can't go to the store. I can't go to here. I can't go to there. I have to stay in. In addition, we also have the concept of staying in the right mindset. And he says, he brings the Ramah. And the Ramah says, I want to get back to this night concept. It seems important to the Trumas Hadeshen that if you're leaving, you go at night, right? We didn't come at night, right? When we come, it's still day. It's still light out, and it's 8 o'clock at night. So how about this night? Is it only after coming at night? So he says, the Ramah says, if you go at night because of a need, then it's okay. So what's this night? So the Orach HaShulchan says, it doesn't mean that you have to go at night. The concept here is talui bo libchor eizes man latzei vada. It's better. If you have a choice between day and night, night is better. Why is night better? People aren't looking at you. There are fewer people around because they didn't have cars then. It's not like they got in the car and they were by themselves. They would be walking. You're walking somewhere. You're getting on your donkey or something. Everyone's seeing you. You're going to be seeing people. You're going to be interacting with people. So it's a different context. It's a different time that the Rama was talking about. So the Orach HaShulchan is telling us, day or night, choose night. Fewer people around, you're going to keep your mind on the avelus. But if the tzorach is, you go into the day because you have avelim. They have people that are going to come console the avel here in Talbiyah, and they're not going to go out, or we shouldn't be matriach them to go out at Efrat, and we want to have mincha mariv, and we want to have a time that they're come, that would be permitting to go during the day because you can't go at night to reach your goals. Okay, so where are we right now? We said, we started with the question of, is there a prohibition for the avel to go? And we can say either there's a blanket prohibition, as it's seen by the Gemara, or we can say that it's not a blanket prohibition, but that's the default. That's the default, and that we've seen so far. The Orach HaShulchan says there's no blanket prohibition to go out. It doesn't say that in the Bavli, in the Yerushalmi, in Smachos, but it's a technicality because we're not going out to places unless there's a real tzorech. That's why you're staying in, and the concept as well is to stay focused on the Avela. So our next question is, does an Avel, is it permitted to go out to shul? Is it permitted to go out to shul? We typically have minyanim in here. I remember being in a Beis Avel, and he said he didn't get a minyan, and he headed out to the shul. He headed out to the shul. So you want to make minyan, say Kaddish, especially if it's for a parent, Yud Bez Chodesh, that's the real dean of Kaddish, so I want to get to shul, and no one's coming here. We have 9 people, and we're waiting for an hour and a half. Shul is starting across. They don't want to come here. I'll go there. So the tour brings 3 opinions on this. So opinion number 1 that he brings is the Ritz Geis. He says that you can go out to shul even on a weekday, meaning certainly on Shabbos, but not only on Shabbos, you can go on a weekday as well. So opinion number 1, the Ritz Geis says you can go all the time to shul. Weekday, Shabbos, you can go to shul. Opinion number 2 is the Ravid. He says that you never go to shul. Even on Shabbos, you have to stay in. You don't have a minyan, you don't have a minyan. But you have to stay in. You can't go to shul. That's opinion number 2. And the opinion number 3, the Tur says, Ve'eino k'divrei shneam. We don't paskin like either of those, says the Tur. He says, Ela b'chol, Eino yotze kol ikar, when it's a weekday, you don't go at all. And when it comes to Shabbos, it depends on the minhag. Depends on the minhag. And he says later on that the minhag of Ashkenazim, quoting his father, is to go to shul on Shabbos. That's indeed the minhag Ashkenaz. This is a little bit of a side point, but I think it's fascinating. He talks about what they would do, the minhag in Ashkenaz. Ashkenaz is Germany. The Rush lived in Germany. And the Tur is the son of the Rush. And he talks about what the minhag in Ashkenaz was as follows. So the minhag was that the Ava would go to shul on Shabbos, and after davening, it wouldn't be that the Ava shot right home. He would leave the shul first, and he would sit in front of the shul. This is on Shabbos. Typically we say we don't give condolences and stuff on Shabbos. That's not the case halachically. The Ava would go out of the shul and sit in front of the shul. The chola kal hochim acharav, and the entire kila would go after him and would sit with him outside of shul on Shabbos. You can imagine such a thing. We're doing nichum avelim on Shabbos in front of the shul. The omer Ava, after they sit with him, the Ava gets up and he goes to his house and they follow him. The tzibur follows him and sits with him at his home on Shabbos. Where do we get this from? So in fact, this is pretty amazing. There's a Pirkei to Rabbi Eliezer that goes back, way back to the Beis HaMikdash, and says when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, he built it with two entrances. One was for Chasanim, that just got married, and one was for Avelim, and also people who were Nidui, but we'll leave them aside. And people would stand between those two entrances, and then when they saw the chasanim go in, they would give them a bracha. On Shabbos. The chasanim would go in, they give them a bracha. You should have simcha, you should have a wonderful life. And when the avelim would go in on Shabbos, they would say to them, you should have a nechama on Shabbos. This is what they was in the Beis HaMikdash. Special entrance for the avelim going in, you should have, a Kadosh Baruch Hu should give you a nechama. And it's beautiful. The Medrash continues and says, this is a kiyum, kedesh yetzu kol yisrael yedei chovasan b'gemilus chasadim. This is a way to fulfill the mitzvah of gemilus chasadim. Coming to Beis Avel is a mitzvah midoraisa of gomel chasadim. And that started in the Beis HaMikdash. And that was followed through in the Minhag Ashkenaz in Germany right after shul, that they used to sit with the Aval out of shul and then accompany him home. So very fascinating. Okay, let's get back to our issue. We have three minhagim: going to shul, not going to shul, going to shul all the time, never going to shul, or the blend, go for Shabbos, not chol. So let's explain each of those. So the Bach explains as follows. With the Ritz Geus that says you go all the time, the reason is an Avel is chayev in all the mitzvahs. Going to shul is a mitzvah. Davening in shul is a mitzvah. Chazal even tell us that if you don't go to shul, you don't daven in a shul, you're a shachen ra, you're a bad neighbor. You're a bad neighbor. That's a negative thing. So accordingly, because there's a mitzvah daven in shul, and the Avel has that mitzvah, that applies all week long, whether it's Shabbos, whether it's Chol, the Avel should indeed go to shul. That is one explanation of the minhag to go Shabbos and Chol and the weekday. That's one explanation. The other explanation is brought by the Beis Yosef as follows. Shetamu mishum tahashtala Beis Avel holach mishlosha yamin ve'elach. We see based on the Gemara that you can go to Beis Avel after 3 days. The Avel can go to a Beis Avel. So the same thing. Certainly, Kal Vachomer, you can go to Shul, and you can go even from the beginning of Shiva. That's what he says. Not a very good Kal Vachomer, because we would say, okay, it's only from the third day and onward, not going back retroactive to the beginning. But in any case, that's the rationale. So we see here the rationales for going Shabbos and Chol. The rationale for not going at all, the Bach says, is because you can have a minyan at home. If you can have a minyan at home, the Avel doesn't have a good reason to leave. So Shabbos and Chol, daven in the Beis Avel. So that's this way and that this way. How does the Shulchan Aruch Paskin? The Shulchan Aruch Paskin is as follows. Ha'avel eino yotze b'chol the Beis HaKnesses, aval b'Shabbos yotze. That's the minhag Ashkenaz. The Shulchan Aruch was a Sfaradi, and he's paskening like the Ashkenaz, like our minhag that we see, our practice nowadays, that you go Shabbos but not Chol. But then he adds on that their minhag was whenever, this is talking about Sfaradim, whenever there was Kriya Satorah, they would go to Shul. Whenever there's a Monday and Thursday and Shabbos, they would go to Shul. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says with their practice. And the Ramah says the minhag of Ashkenazim, Shabbos we go to Shul, Chol we do not go to Shul. So that leads to the very important question. Minhag Ashkenaz, we're not going during Chol. We're not going to the week. What happens if you don't have a minyan show up? You don't have a minyan. This happens, unfortunately, way too often. Minyan didn't come. We're waiting. Can't get people. WhatsApping people. Calling people. However they do it nowadays. We're not getting that 10th guy. And we know we're stuck. You need to say Kaddish. They're starting Rabbi Yishmael Omer across the street. Does the Aval shoot off, go to Shul? Or not? So the Tzitz Eliezer addresses this question, and he says that there's some poskim who say, no, absolutely not. Even if you're not going to be able to say Kaddish, you're going to miss Tfilah B'Tzibur, you cannot go because it's a weekday. You can't go. There's some poskim who say if it's Tzafek. And the Chachmas Adam says, you go. But we said in the Shulchan Aruch, you can't go. He says that you have to stay home, and tefillah is not a good reason to go. He says, he explains that Shulchan Aruch is that's when you don't, because if you have a minyan, then don't go to shul. But the Shulchan Aruch would say, when you don't have a minyan, indeed, even in a weekday, you can't go. So this is a major, major machlokes, whether when an avel, and we're talking more Ashkenaz, Svardim also, because they would go Monday and Thursday, at least according to the Shulchan Aruch, but can an Ashkenazi go to shul on a weekday or not? So we have various views on it, and here we have a view that you would. If you can't get a minyan, you can. What's the psak of the Tzitz Eliezer? As follows, Avel al Aviv o Imo, if the Avelus is for a father and mother, so it's much more significant then, and the Kaddish is really Mi'ikar Adin for a parent. The Afshar B'Shum Ofen L'Sadr Minyan B'Beisu, and no matter what, you're done. You've reached all possibilities, all options are over. You can't have you can't get that minyan, that 10th person. Shapir Yachol La'atzeis L'Beis HaKnesses B'Chol Merachak, so you can go to shul any distance. It doesn't matter the distance. Indeed, you can go to shul, and the person can say Kaddish Kedusha, and then he says, even if it's not on a parent, if it's on a sibling, a wife, etc., a child, you could still go to shul, even though Kaddish isn't such an issue, because it's really mizaka, there's a schus is for the parent, but he still does permit to go to shul. Okay, so continuing, I'm just going to fast forward a little bit. I want to go through certain mitzvahs. So can an avil go for certain mitzvahs? So this is talked about, how about a mohel, how about a sandek? So a sandek we're makel on, that the avil can go and be the sandek. You can't go to the party afterward, but it would be permitted to be the sandek. This is the psak of the Ramah, v'chein kol dvar mitzvah shi'ev shalasos b'lo avil. Any dvar mitzvah that you can't do without the avil, he's the mohel in town, it would be permitted for that person to go. When it comes to Kiddush Levana, we have this question. Typically, you need a minion or you need three people. He has to say it by himself, and only if he's not going to be able to say it after Shiva, meaning the halfway through the month is going to end during Shiva, then the Ava would go out, cannot go out the door, and unless you have a nice porch, and could say it, but not with other people, and we don't say Shalom Aleichem and Aleichem Shalom. We'll have talked about that at a different point. Okay, I just want to conclude on a couple more points. The Igros Moshe was asked the question that we talked about before, and it's nice to hear it from Ramosha. His question was, Ba'avel sheyoshev shiva b'bayi shemeis hameis. So the Avel is sitting shiva in the place where the nifter passed away. So that's where the Iker shiva is, at that house. But he wants to sleep at home. Is that permitted or is that not permitted? And he indeed says that tzorech, as long as it's a real tzorech, and he explains that tzorech is you're not going to be able to sleep in that place, there's not a proper place for you to sleep, you're not going to be comfortable. As long as there is a bona fide, real need, then Rav Moshe says it would be permitted to leave the base Avel, even though that's the Iker base Avel where the Nifter was and lived, it would be permitted to leave. So that's, again, we're seeing this theme over and over again of that there's not a blanket prohibition, but we have to overcome certain hurdles and to permit it. It has to be really litzorech, and it has to be proper environment. How you get there is critical, and also what you're going for. How you get there, and how, it has to be the proper environment. And just, we're going to end off with a psak of the Ramah. He says as follows, Hada asur latzeis chutz lebeis. So what's this concept of it's prohibited? Right? A prohibition. We're not saying it's a concept. He's saying it's a prohibition to leave the Beis Shiva. Hainu dafka letayel. The prohibition is to leave it if you're going on a tiyul. You're going to do business. You're going to your job. However, im shalach mo shalach haraf, if the governor wants to speak with you, you're going for a real need. You're not going to just schmooze with him. Oshetzarech leilech baderech, or you have to travel. You have to get back home because your family is waiting and the Shiva is going to be back in Pesach and the Kfura was here and that's where everyone's going to be and you're going to have a real nechama there and that's where people are waiting for you, etc. You have to travel. Or when you have real needs, other things that are real needs. For example, you're going to have a large loss of something. In this case, it would be permitted to leave the Beis Avel, and concludes the Ramah, v'chein noagim. That is the minhag of people. When there is a bona fide need, it is permitted to leave. Otherwise, it would be usur to leave the house of Shiva.